Pendengar sekalian, kota-kota besar di Australia merupakan perumahan sebagian besar penduduk negara ini, yaitu sekitar 2/3 jumlah penduduk bermukim di kota-kota besar itu. Pertumbuhan urbanisasi telah mendorong pemerintah untuk mencari cara baru, mendorong para migran untuk menetap di kota-kota regional dan di pedesaan. Namun, hidup di daerah pedalaman memiliki tantangan tersendiri. Berikut ini laporan selengkapnya. Menurut Biro Statistik Australia atau ABS, hanya 30% penduduk Australia tinggal di daerah pedesaan, dan hal itu memprihatinkan para pembuat kebijakan tentang kelangsungan hidup kota-kota kecil yang semakin menurun. CEO dari Regional Australia Institute, Jack Archer, mengatakan bahwa pendatang ke wilayah pedesaan bisa membantu masyarakat untuk tumbuh. Namun, daerah pedesaan memiliki masalah tersendiri.
The first really important thing is regional communities and people within those communities prioritizing migration as potentially the top strategy that they take to try and bring new people to their communities. The other side of things is changing the perception of regional Australia amongst the migrant community. What we do see anecdotally is there's a negative perception of regions, there's a misunderstanding of what the opportunities are, of the idea that there aren't jobs or there aren't welcoming communities, when the reality is quite different.
ABS mengatakan sekitar 20% populasi migran baru bermukim di daerah pedesaan dan regional Australia. Profesor Jock Collins dari University of Technology mengatakan program imigrasi pemerintah membuat jalan baru bagi para migran untuk memilih desa baru mereka.
Most people who apply to be a permanent immigrant have to pass what's called the points test. You get allocated points for your age, your English language ability, your employment, your education, and you get extra points if you're prepared to settle in regional and rural Australia. So that's a carrot, that's a draw card. So there's a great diversity of permanent and temporary visa pathways to the bush, and that's been a big change in the last 6 or 7 decades of Australian immigration history, which has mainly funneled new immigrants to the big cities.
Seorang migran yang memutuskan untuk menetap di daerah pedalaman adalah Achilles Murthy. Setelah menetap selama 2 tahun di Melbourne, Achilles Murthy memutuskan untuk pindah dengan istrinya ke daerah Albury-Wodonga, yaitu sebuah kota kembar di perbatasan New South Wales dan Victoria. Ia mengatakan ekspektasinya terhadap kota dan komunitas di sana melebihi apa yang mereka harapkan.
People are very warm, people are very welcoming here compared to what I came across in the city. It's not that people are bad in the city, it's just that people in Albury-Wodonga are much, much warmer, more welcoming, more understanding and more knowledgeable. And what we came across is that the family values are very similar to what we are used to back home in India, especially in country towns. The family values are very similar. You respect your elders, you give value to education, you give value to your work. Family bonding is there, which I could not find it in metropolitan cities.
Achilles Murthy mengatakan pertama-tama mereka mengunjungi pusat sumber daya multibudaya yang kemudian memperkenalkan mereka kepada Dewan Lokal, Australian Indian Association, dan perpustakaan.
Albury Library was a very important place for us in terms of any information that we wanted to gather. And I would say the North Albury Cricket Club was another very important factor in our life in Albury-Wodonga, because that's where I made all my friends, and there were no Indians there, but they all were Australians, but everyone was so welcoming and they were so warm, and they're just wonderful people. They helped us just gel in as soon as possible, because the sooner you adapt to the culture and the situation, the better for you.
Murthy mengatakan ia memakai interest yang sama dalam budaya India dan Australia untuk berhubungan dengan komunitas lokal dan untuk mencari pekerjaan.
And yes, you go to each and every consultancy, you hand over your resume and hope for the best, but the best way is always referral. So I decided that I'll join a cricket club and then make some friends and try and adapt myself into the Australian culture, which I think I managed it pretty well. And since I play cricket, I thought that was one source where I can tap into, and which I did. I made a lot of friends in North Albury Cricket Club. They helped me find a job initially, and then rest is history.
Biasanya masalah utama bagi migran di daerah rural dan pedalaman adalah penyediaan layanan dukungan untuk membantu mereka mengadaptasi lingkungan baru mereka itu. Profesor Jock Collins mengatakan keterbatasan layanan komunitas lokal menyebabkan terbentuknya jaringan dukungan mereka sendiri.
So in some ways, the regional and rural areas, particularly the smaller towns, often lack that settlement infrastructure that the big cities have. Migrant resource centres, various sorts of settlement services to provide education, language training and so forth. Nevertheless, in many towns and cities, there's very much an innovative sort of response by the local service providers, the churches, the councils, in order to deal with the needs of newly arrived immigrants, because they know that these newly arrived immigrants are critical for the prosperity and the survival and the growth of their town and their region.
Profesor Collins menambahkan bahwa untuk dapat berhasil menetap di sebuah kota kecil bagi para migran adalah mendapatkan pekerjaan sedini mungkin, sering dengan menggunakan visa 457.
The critical thing for any immigrant is to get a job. And for a lot of skilled immigrants, the way in which the attraction works is that if you can get the offer of a job, then that gives you a much better chance of either getting a permanent visa or getting a 457, a skilled temporary visa, to work. So in many ways, often the way that the dynamics of this migration flow to regional and rural Australia works is that the job's teed up first and settled out beforehand, and things like qualifications and qualification recognition, those things can be negotiated before the immigrant arrive, and I think that's quite a good model really.
Kota Neil di daerah Winmerah di Victoria telah membantu ratusan pengungsi warga Karen dari Myanmar. Program permukiman itu dipelopori oleh pemilik perusahaan Love a Duck, sebuah perusahaan lokal yang memberi pekerjaan bagi para pengungsi itu. Settlement Manager of Research and Policy dari MS Australia, Jennifer Benkow, menjelaskan bagaimana cara kerja program tersebut.
It was a very well-ordered resettlement. In 2010, 10 members of the Korean community moved to Neil, and 5 adults of those 10 people started working full-time at Love a Duck. By 2011, there were 70 Korean people living there. At least one adult in every household had a job, usually at that stage with Love a Duck, so that a lot more Korean people would love to have come, I think. But the Korean community were very careful to make sure that when people moved, they moved to a job.
Blanca mengatakan bukan hanya peluang pekerjaan saja yang menyebabkan kesuksesan program itu.
They were a really good fit because they were people who came from rural backgrounds in Burma, and they were people often who hadn't had the chance to develop professional skills because of their refugee background. So they were quite open to working in relatively low-skilled processing work.
Jennifer Blenkaum percaya para migran juga mendapat keuntungan dengan mengenal kota kecil mereka dan berpartisipasi dalam komunitas lokal.
For example, the Karen were very keen to make sure that they were seen to be contributing to the local community. So on land care tree planting days, they were the first out there planting the trees or reconstructing a historic little bridge across the river, or the kids joining the footy team, making sure that as part of that movement, they have some sort of plan that they will contribute as members of that regional community.
CEO dari Regional Australia Institute, Jack Archer, mengatakan tidak ada perumusan yang ajaib dengan kesuksesan tersebut. Menurutnya, setiap pengalaman permukiman itu berbeda-beda, tergantung pada karakter dari kota dan pandangan penduduknya terhadap migran pendatang. Ia menganjurkan bagi para pendatang untuk mengunjungi kota yang akan mereka tinggali, serta mempelajari penduduknya sebelum memutuskan untuk pindah.
Look, I don't think this is rocket science. It's a social process, and it depends on the background of the migrant, the enthusiasm of the community, and then the actual process of integrating people into local life, a house, a job, a social life. Those are the things that I think really matter. We can play around with other incentives to try and trigger that process, but fundamentally they're the ingredients that our research and our engagement with people working in this space are the key. And so for any migrant or for any regional area looking to make this happen, those are the 3 things we've got to get right.